All right. Hello. Hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another impromptu edition of The Cosmic Show. I'm your host, The Cosmic Marauder. If you're out there watching on that Rumble on the YouTube, please give me that like, comment, share, subscribe. We have some breaking news today. I was not expecting to cover another American self-immolation, but we are in crazy times. We're in a crazy world. And here we are. Don't forget to follow the show on Spotify, podcastindex.org, and your favorite other audio podcast players. So if you are out the news today, this gentleman named Adam Azzarello burnt himself up in front of the New York courthouse that Donald Trump was supposed to be testifying at today. It was a fantastic display. For YouTube purposes, we are not going to show that tonight. But we will, however, read the manifesto while it's still up. So consider this one for the record. And it's going to be a very, very different show than you might be used to. So let's go ahead and get into it, shall we? The last time I made a show just reading something straight verbatim was Jack Murphy. So here's something a little bit more esoteric and fun. All right. The True History of the World, Haunted Carnival Edition. We'll know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is false. CIA Director Bill Casey, 1981. An Occupy Returns booklet. Our only goal: abolish our criminal government and replace it with one that serves all. Next page. Our story starts with fascism, which is the government of con artists and thieves. Don't take my word for it. Here are Hitler's own words. Quote, the size of a lie is a definite factor in causing it to be believed, because the vast masses of a nation are more easily deceived than they are consciously and intentionally bad. They would never credit others with the possibility of such great impudence as the complete reversal of facts. Adolf Hitler, 1923. It's a totalitarian lie, and fascist leaders knew it. They used propaganda to shout lies so loudly over and over again that the masses believe them. They are your enemy, which is why you must give us all the power, the fascist lies. Look at how rotten and violent your neighbors have become. We need a strong dictator to make things right, says the power-hungry fascist. Oh, what's up, Mars Bars? Next page. The enemy of a fascist state isn't just the most oppressed groups. It's the entire public. They are sold the lies that democracy must be overruled, that they must embrace the fascist violence and total control for their own good. The leaders steal the public's lives and livelihoods, their meaning and purpose, as they shout lies in all directions. A fascist state, then, is a totalitarian cult. They flip morality on its head, control the flow of information, and tell the public they have no choice but to submit to their charismatic leaders who are bleeding them dry. And yes, we are live, good Dan. I need to go in and check my settings really quick on StreamYard just to make sure everything's good. Everything is good and perfectly set up. Holy moly, amazing. Let's continue. Thank you, good Dan and Mars Bars, for joining in. I'm not seeing anybody on YouTube yet, but that's not surprising to me. We are heavily shadow banned on the major networks. Let me know if you can hear the vaporwave music in the background and if it's too loud or not. All right, last paragraph. There were many con artists and thieves who quite liked fascism because it made them ungodly rich. They were the industrialists who profited off the war machines, the media empires who used propaganda for theft, and, as the quote on the cover suggests, the Central Intelligence Agency. World War II and the Holocaust show the world just how horrific fascism was, slaughtering its own people in death camps and on battlefields. The rotten con of fascism was exposed, and the public wouldn't be so easily duped again. Hitler was defeated, but the vast networks of fascist war profiteers remained, and they yearned for total control. They knew the power of propaganda, so they hatched an evil plan. They wouldn't rush, and they wouldn't call it fascism. Instead, they would slowly, steadily poison culture as they divided the masses against each other and broke their collective spirit till the day they would shatter it all completely and throw their people to the wolves. And they would do it all in the name of freedom. After the war, America flourished. The American dream was in full swing as millions joined the middle class, and it seemed like a good deal for many. Work hard, and you will have a house and a car, prosperity, security, and comfort. But with it came a message of existential fear, a favorite tool of fascists. In 1947, the public was introduced to the doomsday clock. There is a day, the people were told, that this prosperity could evaporate, that we will be annihilated by nuclear war and societal collapse. Tick-tock with the doomsday clock. In the late 1960s, the U.S. government faced its biggest threat in modern history as dissent grew among the public. The atrocities of the Vietnam War were on full display, and millions questioned why we were sending our young men to kill and die in jungles on the other side of the world. The civil rights movement clamored for radical change as blacks and other minorities, other minorities were excluded from the promise of the American dream. The hippie movement brought a rejection of modern American thought as leaders and musicians preached pacifism, activism, and revolution. The government assassinated leaders, but they knew that it wouldn't be enough. They couldn't just kill people. They needed to kill ideas. To stop the threat of a united public, they turned to the fascists' greatest weapon, propaganda. As they ravaged the counterculture movements with drugs, they formed and popularized bands of their own to quell dissent. Shout out Laurel Canyon. There was the Grateful Dead. As Jerry Garcia said, we're not thinking about any kind of struggles. We're not thinking about revolution or war or any of that. Stop with all this radical thought and enjoy the ride, they insisted. There was the Doors. Jim Morrison's father was an admiral in the Gulf of Tonkin incident that kicked off the Vietnam War. And now his son preached alienation and hopelessness with songs like People Are Strange and The End. There were the Beatles who scoffed at revolution, told us to fear the taxman, and that happiness is a warm gun. As the public cheered, they had no idea that the purpose of all this was not to entertain, to slowly steer them away from hope and activism and towards something much more sinister. Meanwhile, the U.S. government engaged in a brutal act of psychological terror, the Manson family murders. The message to the public was loud and clear. Lock your doors. The peace and love era is over. Hippies are deranged, murderous psychopaths. But the media never told the public that the Manson case was crawling with CIA operatives and cover-ups. It was all their government's doing. Hollywood shared the same message in the film Easy Rider. The hopeless, rotten hippies had become morally bankrupt, the film declared. The era of the counterculture was over. Unfortunately for the public, we believed them. The movements died because the government said they did. The long era of hopelessness began. When it comes to media design, not just to entertain, but to poison our culture and lead us astray, it doesn't mean that every writer, producer, and stagehand was in on it. So it's tough to ascribe individual blame. Unless, like Stanley Kubrick, they admitted it. Shout out Stanley. We salute you here. In 1964, the acclaimed director made Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, a riotous comedy about nuclear annihilation in the Cold War. why did Kubrick make it? He told us right there. So we would learn to stop worrying and love the bomb. I mean, this guy's kind of based, guys. What do you think, chat? We got to take a quick little break. I got to address some of y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. I already see somebody brand new on Rumble I never met before. If you're out there watching on YouTube, please drop a comment. Like I said, Mars Bars is my co-host, so say hi to him. Just have to wet my beak really quick. Let's continue. In 1971, Kubrick made A Clockwork Orange, a film of gruesome ultraviolence filled with laughs and cheer. By the way, that's my least favorite Kubrick film of all time, just to let you know, audience. Here's a quote. "If you're flooded with ultraviolet media, you'll become a better person," unquote. The film lied as we stared at the screen. As the years went on, the fascist conditioning only grew. Gone were the calls for a revolution. Now the public was gleefully singing along to Highway to Hell. Punk and death metal preached doom, apathy, and hopeless nihilism. Gangster rap celebrated violence, hedonism, and excess. MTV sold a younger generation apathy, irony, and image. From cartoons to video games, action movies to horror, the public was dazzled with violence in all directions. Mobsters and anti-heroes flooded the big screen. And with it all, a surge in apocalyptic fiction. Zombies and dystopian hell worlds have become so prevalent that millions fantasize about an apocalypse to free them from the toil and drudgery of being a cog in a capitalist machine. Like frogs in water coming to a boil, the public didn't notice the rotten truth behind the illusion of freedom. Do you see what's behind the curtain yet? Things escalated wildly in 1988 when former CIA director George H.W. Bush became president. Now, the secret fascists had the keys to the kingdom, and we haven't had a fair presidential election since. In the decades since, the angry partisanship between Democrats and Republicans was all a fascist charade to divide the public against itself while they all ramped up militarism, privatized industry, and gutted social safety nets. Bush, Clinton, Obama, Trump, Biden, these are characters playing pretend, just like professional wrestlers. By the way, guys, I've called this from the beginning as the Bush, Clinton, Obama consensus. This is not an original idea, so I'm kind of alarmed that this guy's onto it too. Let's see, what does Good Dan say? He says, "Do you think IRL Chaz has been infiltrated for MK Naomi purposes?" Probably. Always. MK Naomi is a bitch. Let's continue. Meanwhile, poisoned fascist messaging flooded all of media. Daytime talk shows tell us how rotten and morally decayed we become. Local news and shows like Cops tell us criminals are lurking around every corner. Reality TV sells us hedonism, excess, and interpersonal strife. Shows like Ancient Aliens misguided us with nonsense conspiracies, intentional dumbing down the public so we don't realize that financial criminals are steering the ship. And then we got the internet. This revolutionary promises of free and open communication, like the American dream before it, it seemed like a good deal. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick second to self-promote here. I've seen some chatters on Rumble, so here's a chance to cross-pollinate. If you're following me on Rumble on Cosmic Radio, please go to the Cosmic Show on YouTube and follow me there. And if you're on the Cosmic Show on YouTube, please follow me at rumble.com/Cosmic Radio. We're one strike away from being forever banned, so Rumble's where it's going to be in the future. I hope I get a lot of new subscribers tonight, a lot of new followers. And like I said, please give this a download. Find it on Spotify. Give it a 5-star review. It's not very high right now, I'm not going to lie. It's at like 2.7 or something, or 2.4, but there's a lot of haters out there. Yeah, we could be better, but you're really not getting a show like mine from anywhere else with true unfiltered lens where you can criticize people within the community and not be destroyed. I gotta go figure out who this Nassim is, good Dan. I don't know who this guy is, so let me just go ahead and read on. But our secret fascists held all the power, and this became their greatest tool to achieve the CIA's disinformation campaign. They used the internet to create post-truth America. Through a steady monopolization of social media, they segmented the public into partisan bubbles. They addicted us to binge-watching and doom-scrolling while they used influencers, algorithms, and troll farms to make sure we saw the same messages over and over again. We are hopeless, we are angry, we are divided, we are rotten, and we are doomed. They used memes to reduce our discourse so we would all repeat what they had given us. All we could do with this unprecedented new technology was mock the other tribes, embrace apathy, parrot nonsense conspiracy theories, and have a cathartic laugh at how awful our circumstances had become. This is fine, we said as the world burned around us. There was one theft tool that the fascist elites have embraced more than any other, the Ponzi scheme. In a Ponzi scheme, con artists use smoke and mirrors to pretend that a fake investment is a real one. It's been a favorite out of the Ivy League schools in Silicon Valley. This network of criminals built so many Ponzi schemes, they threw us into recessions. The dot-com bubble, all by design. They promised investors these new websites would take off, but they just pocketed the money instead. Facts. I remember watching that in real time. As a child, I saw that coming. Next paragraph. The Great Recession all planned. The product of the Ponzi factories our billionaires had built, fueled by things like offshore drilling that victims will never see, and fake fantastical science breakthroughs like Jeffrey Epstein's Program for Evolutionary Dynamics at Harvard and Elizabeth Holmes' Theranos at Stanford. And then they built a Ponzi scheme orders of magnitude larger than any before it. It's called cryptocurrency. It's our first planetary, decentralized, multi-trillion dollar Ponzi scheme. It was created largely out of Stanford, Harvard, and Silicon Valley and has the full backing of the U.S. government and many of its allies. The promise of a secure blockchain is a fiction. They built technology that allows them to secretly funnel stolen cash out of the crypto exchanges through their own companies and into their own pockets. More than half of Fortune 100 companies got in on the theft. When they offered NFTs or were using the blockchain, I can't even say NFT without laughing. When they offered NFTs or were using the blockchain for logistics or anything else, it was a ruse every time. In truth, those companies were funneling billions in stolen cash out of crypto exchanges. When the Ponzi scheme goes insolvent, as all Ponzis must, it will take many of our largest companies with it. It will shatter the world economy on a scale nobody has ever seen. Cryptocurrency is quite literally an economic doomsday device built by many of our richest and most powerful people. And now from our doomsday clock to our doomsday device, from highway to hell to canned water called liquid death, we reveal the rotten truth of it all. We are in a totalitarian doomsday cult and our doomsday clock is about to strike midnight. After spinning us in circles and dazzling us with lies for so long, our own government is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist coup. Nearly a century in the making. This is our great reset, our new world order. Yank the rug out from under the American dream, pull the plug out on the internet, and throw us all into a violent state of emergency for the rest of our lives. So history's worst criminals can hold total control indefinitely. But when the public learns that they are victims of the worst con in all of human history, we get to defeat fascism forever. When our entire life is a lie, the truth is our fascist leader's kryptonite. A small movement armed with these truth-colored glasses will become a big one. So laugh defiantly and spread the news. The emperor has no clothes. If you share this story, you will bend history. If you do it quickly, you could stave off the apocalypse. For footnotes, much more information, and see a proof, visit theponzipapers.substack.com. The biggest lie they told us was that we are powerless. That is the Adam Abarzello manifesto. Go ahead and chime in with some comments. We'll do a quick little discussion for up to 10 minutes if enough people chime in on the chat. This will be a bonus podcast exclusive. So audio upload incoming. Kind of mind-blowing. I don't trust it at all. The guy's alive somehow. I do not expect him to survive it. Usually with burn victims like this, they put them into a coma to repair the damage to their lungs because it can happen really, really quick. And they don't make it out of it about half the time, from what I understand. It depends. He looked pretty cooked to me, no pun intended. Like, he wasn't blackened and charred, but there was a lot of red on him. He's alive, Mars Bars, yes. He's alive. It's crazy stuff. His politics seem to be all over the place. They say he was an anarcho-communist, but he took pictures with everybody. He was literally photographed with Newt Gingrich, with Bill Clinton. He had a Bernie Sanders shirt on, and they weren't hostile pictures either. It's a very strange thing, in my opinion. I don't think it's going to catch on like they're hoping, but that just scares me as to what the next little false flag or message will be to us. His name is Adam Arizalo. He has a LinkedIn. I know that. His manifesto is still up on Reddit. I don't think this is going to be for much longer. I think tomorrow, if this stream is still up tomorrow, I'll be amazed. Mars Bar says, they need to stop making people burn themselves alive. Yeah, it's very unsettling. And actually, Rumble, you Rumble folks, hang out for a second. I'm going to end the stream on YouTube. Thank you guys so much. We're going to end it here for YouTube. And I'm going to show the full uncensored video that I have on Rumble. So if you have not yet, you got about a minute to go to www.rumble.com/Kozik Radio and go check that out, okay? Peace. We'll talk to you later on the Kozik Show on YouTube. And we should be completely fine here and back on Rumble. Thank you guys for sticking around. Let's get to the video. I did a thing where I piggybacked off of somebody else's tweet, but you can see the person's tweet in the video itself. So I think it counts as a credit. Let's go ahead and end the sweet vaporwave DMCA free. So hopefully I don't get copyright stricken for any of that tomorrow. And let's check out this video real quick before we end. It's going to be very disturbing for Mars, probably. He's probably going to be traumatized by it. But it's pretty crazy how many people were this close to him filming on their phones. I'm not going to lie. That is the most alarming thing. So at Rickster_75, capital R, Sir Rickster, verified account. Like, share the stream, follow it on YouTube, audio only platforms. Good dances. I think his message is, we are not our bodies. It's not a message. It's just meant to disturb us. Let's watch it.
Police! Hey! There's a guy lighting himself on fire! He's lighting himself on fire! Hello! Hello! Police! Police! Fire! Holy shit! Holy shit! Ah, police! Ah, fuck!
Yeah, fuck, that's about police! All you can say.
Fuck! He got a man on fire. Ah, god damn! Ah! Does anyone have water? Jesus Christ.
No, nobody has water right now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. I screen recorded it on my phone, so that's why it's not super, super great. But go to that tweet if you want the real real version. There's photos of him being wheeled into the paramedics to Mars. You got to stick around for this. Oh, wait. Come on. That's how you spell it, right? Or did I not spell it right? Maybe just one Z. Are you serious? Are they really, wait, maybe I'm not searching correctly. Yeah, burning is like the worst kind of death, dude. He says, fuck, terrifying on the Mars bars. Dude, I think they're starting to scrub it. Where's the trending topics? He got to be a trendy topic still. Oh, here's a picture of him yelling some shit.
Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. You've got nothing to lose.
Ugh. Creepy guy. Here's a picture of him with Clinton. For some reason, we were taught that Timothy McVeigh was the bad guy the whole time. And here's this. This truck allegedly belongs to Max Azzarello. Trump is with Hillary and they're about to fascist coup us. I know how to pronounce it. I'm just kind of having fun with the word. Come on, where's the videos? Oh, wait, what is this? On the ground footage of the immediate aftermath.
Commissioner Chef, good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to try and talk loud so you can all hear me. But at 1:30 this afternoon, right here in Collect Pond Park.
I got to address this comment. I was thinking this the whole time. Good Dan says, funniest manifesto is freely available, yet we are still waiting on the Tennessee Christian School Shooters Manifesto. Yeah. Or as it's known as the Tranifesto in some circles.
Which is directly opposite of a New York County criminal court at 100 Center Street, where the trial of President Trump is currently taking place. We observe a male walk into the park. He walks into the center of the park. When he's in the park, he starts shuffling around his clothes. He opens up a book bag. From the book bag, he takes numerous pieces of papers, pamphlets out. He throws the pamphlets throughout the park, and then he pulls out a canister and pours some kind of liquid on himself, a liquid he believes is an accelerant, and he lights himself on fire. The male, he takes a couple of steps while he's on fire, and eventually falls on the police barrier and falls down to the ground. He's on fire. Another area in the park where some of the accelerant spilled was also on fire. Civilians, court officers, members of the police department, they run into the park. They make efforts to put him out. They use their coats. They use fire extinguishers. Eventually, FDNY responds. We're able to put the male extinguisher on fire. And from that point, we remove him to a Cornell burn unit where right now he's there in a critical condition.
Critical condition, huh? Come on, where's the fucking... There's pictures of him on a stretcher. I know there is. I want the paramedic video. dude, it's funny that it's like still kind of shadow banned a little. Let me scroll through my main Twitter feed for a second and see if I can find it. Maybe if I search Max Arizello alive, Mars, did he get a ticket for that? Hilarious. All right, one more search try. I want to see it because it gets a pretty close up shot of him. Look, if I search it, it's not there, but if I go to trending, I can find it. That's such bullshit. That's a form of shadow banning. Oh, there's a photo. Oh, he's cooked. He's cooked. Holy shit. Maybe this. No, that's not the one. That's not the right one. What a weird situation, guys. I think we're going to sign off. It's going to be too hard to find right now. They're going to start scrubbing it overnight. What is this video? Same thing, just zoomed in a little. This is more of the shot I saw earlier in a video that I was trying to find right now. How old was he? 37. Let's see, the media. Going to media. And nada. Oh, wait. Nope. Here we are. I'm scrolled all the way down, though. Because Twitter sucks. Okay, let's see. All right. We'll talk to you later, guys. I love you. Thank you for coming to hang out randomly on a Friday. I want to watch some fights on the PFL, and this will be uploaded. So uploaded to the audio platforms also. Talk to you later. Hasta luego.